the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, April 11, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin alerts Congress that Trump will miss a deadline to turn over his tax returns. Also on our Thursday rundown, a majority of Texans say that they want the government involved in health care, plus young people in minority communities bearing the brunt of HIV impact. Topping our news, the Trump administration missed a Wednesday deadline set by Democrats to hand over the president's tax returns. Political reporting, the move comes as the two sides edge closer to a legal battle that could rise all the way to the Supreme Court. In a letter that was released Wednesday evening, the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said he needs more time to consider the House Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal's demand, while also making it clear the administration looks dimly on the request. Politico notes Mnuchin's letter comes just hours after Trump bluntly rejected Democrats' request, telling reporters, "I won't do it because he's being audited by the IRS." An overwhelming majority of Texans now believe state government needs to take a major role in making the healthcare system work well. More on the story from Mark Richardson.
According to recent polling by the Episcopal Health Foundation, at least 8 of 10 Texans want the government to play a significant role in a functioning healthcare system. Brian Sasser with the Episcopal Health Foundation says in a recent poll, Texans prioritized healthcare issues second only to increased spending on public education.
The majority of Texans believe that state government has a role in making sure the healthcare system works. Lowering the price of prescription drugs, lowering healthcare costs, and increasing access to health insurance are kind of recurring themes with what the health priorities for the legislature should be.
Sasser says more than half of the Texans polled believe lawmakers should increase access to health insurance, work to lower the overall cost of health care, increase funding for mental health programs, and reduce the number of women who die from childbirth. A majority say Texas is not doing enough to provide low-income adults with access to health care, specifically calling for the state to expand access to Medicaid.
The Episcopal Health Foundation funds programs and research to improve the health of residents in 57 counties in Central, East, and Southeast Texas. And a public hearing today in Massachusetts will focus on a measure that would create a millionaire's tax to fund transportation and public education.
Known as the Fair Share Amendment, it would create a 4% state tax on the portion of a person's income above $1 million. Winchester Democrat Jason Lewis introduced the Senate version of this bill. While the House Ways and Means Committee on Wednesday didn't issue any broad new taxes as part of its 2020 state budget plan, Lewis thinks the legislature still will vote for this bill.
It's also about which taxes you are considering increasing and who pays those taxes. Our middle class in Massachusetts is tapped out. That's why the Fair Share Amendment has so much support.
Last year, the Fair Share Amendment passed the legislature and was expected to be on the November ballot. But in June, the amendment was ruled unconstitutional because it both imposed a tax and stipulated where the funding was going. Now, a legislative version of the amendment, which meets the constitutional requirements, is being heard by state lawmakers. I'm Laura Ross-Brautelum reporting.
The way it works in Massachusetts is if a majority of lawmakers in two successive legislatures approve the bill, it would then reach the state ballot by the year 2022. Suzanne Potter tells us there's a bit of hope for the 12,000 Nevadans who scrape by on the minimum wage as the speaker introduced Assembly Bill 4861 in that state to raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour to be phased in over 4 years.
Former Governor Brian Sandoval vetoed a similar bill 2 years ago, but this bill stands a chance now that Democrats control both houses of the legislature and have the support of Governor Steve Sisolak. Brandon Martin goes to school and makes just over minimum wage working for an ambulance company. He says it's almost impossible to support his wife and 3 kids on so little money.
It's a struggle when I'm trying to get funds together in order to get food. It's not enough to provide for a family of 5. It's hard. It's very hard.
Martin testified at a hearing Wednesday before the Assembly Committee on Commerce and Labor. In Nevada, 883,000 people get paid by the hour and likely would see a raise if the minimum wage goes up. Opponents say such a move would hurt business and, by extension, could cost jobs.
In case you're wondering, the national minimum wage still stands at $7.25 per hour. Finally, Andrea Sears tells us Wednesday was National Youth HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. This year, the focus is on HIV-related health disparities and barriers to achieving viral suppression.
In 2017, about 87% of the young adult clients in the Ryan White HIV/AIDS program were from racial or ethnic minority groups, and more than 70% lived at or below poverty level. But according to Dr. Laura Cheever with the Health Resources and Services Administration, about half of all young people living with HIV in the United States don't know they're infected. She points out there are two critical reasons for young people to get tested.
People living with HIV need to get onto medication because they can live a near normal lifespan if they know they have HIV infection. And second, once they're on those medications, they have effectively no risk of transmitting HIV to someone else.
Cheever says strong political and public health support for efforts to reduce the spread of HIV have made the state a real success story and a model for other states. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.